Greetings, all my lovelies. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. This week, I interview Tristan Van Cleve, and we talk a little bit about what happens when you start a meditation practice, and then you keep going and going, and how both your body and your mind change over time. His experience is fascinating, and I can't wait for you to hear his story. I'd like to thank everyone for the ratings and reviews you've left me. If you haven't yet, please consider giving the podcast a rating. It helps other people find us. And you know what else helps other people find us? Sharing the love. If you know someone who's going through a hard time or needs a little pick-me-up, needs a little brightness in their day, suggest the podcast. Go up to them, kind of, you know, sashay on over and say, "Hey, you look like you're having a bad day." You know what will help you believe in the world again? It's this little thing called Bite Sized Blessings Podcast. Go ahead. I dare you. Do it. Thanks for coming back again this week, listeners, and diving into episode 124. Once again, I really enjoyed the conversation, and I think you will too. So without further ado, episode 124 of Bite Sized Blessings.
I woke up from a dead sleep and there was a young woman standing right beside my bed, like maybe between 20 and 25. And I instinctively like recoiled in fear and like gasped. And I was just staring at her, and she had long, dark, curly hair. She was holding a little dog in her arms and she was just looking at me. And then she faded into nothingness before my eyes. Long story short, you know, it kind of reached a head where I was very depressed, very existentially anxious, even though many aspects of my life were going very, very well. I was a very high performing student. And, you know, on the outside, everything looked like things were going well, but I was miserable. So I started meditating very diligently for like 2.5 years. You know, I downloaded the app, started doing it every single day. And at one point, I looked through like the data on the app, and I was so neurotic about it. In like 2.5 years, I'd only missed like 2 or 3 days. And I started noticing changes, like the anxiety and the depression. It started fading away and fading away. There was one day in particular where I remember I was so excited because it was like, it was the first time in years that I did not have a panic attack. And it was like, so that really started to shift my mindset to be more open about essentially the spiritual. How I would talk about it now is I would say, you know, mysticism / occultism, like these, and just the paranormal in general. I'm like, okay, so there's something to this. I'm like, I'm sitting here counting my breaths, but things are changing. But then after about 2.5 years of meditation, something insane happened to me that just launched me into crazy town. So I woke up from a dead sleep and there was a young woman standing right beside my bed, like maybe between 20 and 25. And I instinctively like recoiled in fear and like gasped. And I was just staring at her, and she had long, dark, curly hair. She was holding a little dog in her arms, and she was just looking at me. And then she faded into nothingness before my eyes. It wasn't like a blink and you miss it moment. Like, she was there for like a solid 1 or 2 seconds, and then she faded away and was gone. And honestly, I couldn't reconcile it for quite a long time. I was like, am I having a psychotic break? You know, am I hallucinating? what is going on here? And, you know, really the only solace that I found is that I guess the fact that I'm questioning my sanity implies that I still have some kind of a grasp on reality. But I couldn't really reconcile the experience. And I still don't think that I can necessarily, but how that has changed me is it was kind of the evidence that I needed to take the next step. Because prior to that, even though I was meditating, and at that point I was a full-on Wim Hofer, I was taking ice baths every day and doing the breath work, I was doing all of these things that I would later discover are, you know, mystical techniques for enlightenment that have existed for thousands of years. Even though I was doing those things, I was still pretty closed off to most things, including the idea of ghosts and the paranormal, and especially astrology. You know, I'm not going to lie, in those days, I would have, you know, pretty openly made fun of people talking about astrology. I'm like, okay, well, you're an idiot, that's fine, whatever. But then karma comes back around, and now I'm the one asking everyone their sign. So that's how that works. It opened my eyes to the possibility that my previous conception of reality as this kind of open and shut book of just cause and effect was not entirely what was going on. So that led me to take some classes in mysticism and Eastern religion during the final semester of my undergraduate degree, which led to this big collection of books about it that I have above my laptop right now, and which has led to this constant searching. And I still, you know, I'm still hesitant to just accept beliefs. I still try to, be scientific. I tend to, you know, wait until whatever someone is telling me is validated by some kind of experience. But the funny thing that happens is that I tend to keep having experiences that suggest more strange things.
I need to thank my groovy guest, Tristan, for sharing his stories and also for the magical kind of way he has in the world. Anyone else want a red car? I guess you'll just have to start meditating every day, and then suddenly, apparently, these things will come to you. I need to ask my listeners, please do consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. It's a sweet little site that allows listeners and supporters to donate a little bit each month. And all those little donations, they add up to so very much. Whether it's $3, $5, or $10 a month, please know, dear listeners, every little bit counts and every little bit matters so very much to me. There will be a link to my Patreon at the bottom of the episode's show notes. I need to thank the creators of the music used in this episode: Alexander Nakarada, Justin Allen Arnold, Tiagas, Thor Owak, and Sasha End. For complete attribution, please see the Bite-Sized Blessings website at bitesizedblessings.com. On the website, you'll find links to books, artists, super groovy stuff, things I think will lighten and hopefully brighten your day. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Tristan. Be ever inquisitive about the world. Meditate every day. Be committed. Be passionate about it. Meditate every day, never knowing exactly where it takes you. Of course, I don't want all of you to experience waking up and then finding someone stand over your bed, but who knows? Who knows where that meditation practice can take you? So be like Tristan. Commit to the practice, and then watch the magic unfold.